Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
For our pre-match interview, thanks to Jayco, we can head inside the Western Bulldogs rooms, and Rowan Smith, former Dogs champion, is kind enough to join us. 2020 could be your year. Jump into Jayco. What are you waiting for? Rowan, Ian Cohen, Tom Lonigan, Ben Casnelia, and also Pete Ryan with you for a Friday night. Thanks for jumping on the phone. First up, what's it been like this week after Carlton put you to the sword last week?
Look, it was pretty disappointing. I thought that, you know, we played okay in patches. Probably the first 15 minutes we overhandballed and probably didn't adjust to the conditions. But I thought the second and third quarters we actually played really well. We shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times, and the really disappointing part that we've addressed during the week was, you know, the way that Carlton kicked the last six goals. So we were pretty disappointed with that.
Has there been, obviously, the changes have been rung. You've got a debutant that gets his opportunity, the old head of Matt Suckling, Hayden Crozier, also a bit more experience about him coming back into the lineup.
Yeah, we missed Crows last week with him going out with that with the sling tackle. So, yeah, he's been a fantastic player for us for, you know, a couple of years now. And just that surety down back that he provides with our help in the air, in the marking contest, but also as a beautiful kick. So, we missed him, and, you know, Suckers comes into the side. He'll play a little bit forward tonight. We probably need a little bit of his forward craft, so hopefully he can get on the scoreboard. But young Cody Waitman comes in, and you'll see tonight, boys, that he's a little bit of an energizer bunny. He might take Mark of the Year tonight and kick Goal of the Year, but he's just a terrific kid. No, it was rad that we picked him during the week.
Rowan, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight, and it'll be good to see Waitman run around. I just wanted to ask you about a player who's been left out, a premiership player, Toby McLean. Can you just give us a bit of a insight into your thinking around that and what Toby needs to do to win a regular spot back?
Yeah, well, Toby's probably had his little bit of ups and downs, and he'll attest to that as well. So we brought him in a couple of weeks ago, and we asked him to do a job on Lockie Whitfield. And he did a terrific job. He did a fantastic job. I know Lockie Whitfield went off, but we asked him to play in a few different roles, and he did a great job. So, but Toby's probably got a little bit of deficiency with his footy, with his, you know, ball in hand, his skill level, which he openly admits that he needs to work on. So he went out of the side, and he played this afternoon and actually stood up really well. We thought that we'd get the reaction that we did today, and he was brilliant. So I'm sure that he's going to come back into the side again soon.
Just shows the depth you got there at the Bulldogs. Just on that, you're obviously up there together on the Gold Coast, and after a loss and dropping players and so on is never easy. How have you found it, just your first couple of weeks up there?
Oh, look, I've got to play it down a little bit because my beautiful wife does listen to K-Rock on a Friday night. But, but look, it is brilliant up here. Like, I mean, we've always said as Melburnians, we want to try and escape a Melbourne winter, and this is the greatest opportunity. But, look, the weather's great. The boys have been terrific. We're staying at the Mercure Resort out at Carrara, and, you know, the boys, their enthusiasm's been good. The way that they've trained. You know, they get up in the morning and there's not a cloud in the sky, bit of warmth in the bones, and, you know, as I said, their attitude's been brilliant. And just spending that little bit of time together, we've got a really young group, and, you know, just sitting around at dinner time telling stories, reminiscing about the olden days as well as the young, you know, so it has been really good for the group.
I think the tradition is the older you get, the better you were. Is that right, Rowan?
Well, I keep telling them that anyway, for sure.
We're talking with Rowan Smith, thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Here's Tom Lonigan.
G'day, Ro. Good luck tonight, mate. I'm just curious, Andy. on the back six, there has been a bit of experience come back into the team with Wood back in. With the last 3 to 4 weeks, you guys have been under the pump and lost a few one-on-one battles. Is that more a system or is it a personnel? Is a personnel thing?
Oh, no, it's not personal. Not a personnel thing. We play a back system. How we play, we play a back seven. So, you know, Eddie Betts kicks four last week. That's not just on one person. That's on the whole backs. But, you know, the previous, you know, 3 weeks before Carlton last week, we'd held teams to under 40 points. We might have lost a couple of one-on-ones, but I just think that, you know, we held GWS, North Melbourne, and also Sydney to under 40 points. And we were playing some terrific footy, our backs. I do coach the backs, mate. I'm a little bit biased. Yeah, we have been very, very good. You know, some of the ways that, you know, the players have done, and Alex Keith coming into the team, he's really underrated. Not underrated here at our footy club, because he's just been spectacular. His strength to win one-on-ones, but it's an onus on all of our defenders to help each other. We help each other in the air, we help each other on the ground, and I'm sure you'll see a little correction tonight from last week.
Ryan, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Your wife just tweeted in on the KFC Twitter, said she's changed the locks. You like it up there so much. So you're 100 to 1 to get back into the ranch. So
good luck.
She's been around
for a long time. She loves it.
You'll spend the rest of your life in a hub, which is quite extraordinary. But I just wanted to, you mentioned, you stole my thunder there. Alex Keith, I think I've watched every Bulldogs game this year. And if he was a horse, you'd be checking the brands, because he has been outstanding. I mean, I imagine if you were counting your best and fairest right now, he'd be in the top three.
Yeah, he'd be right up there. No worry about that. I do code the backs during the week and take specific notice, and he's just been brilliant. Yeah, he plays 100% of game time, so he doesn't come off hardly. We're going to give the old boy a rest tonight, I think. But yeah, he just gets the job done. He holds our defence intact. He's a great communicator. He's just reliable. The boys have actually called him the warden down back. So he's settled in nicely. As I said, his strength in his one-on-one contests, but also his help and his ability to use the footy has been brilliant.
Yeah, it has. It's been first rate. It's great for a bloke. I mean, I imagine it's probably difficult for you to say, but he's probably exceeded your expectations in some way, given, you know, what he'd done at Adelaide. He was a serviceable player without being fantastic, but he's come and elevated himself into your linchpin of your defence.
Yeah, and look, like, I mean, coming from a different club into a new environment and play a totally different way as well, he's just grasped it. He always openly says that, Adelaide played a different way to the way that we defend. And, to be totally honest, it's just been seamless. And as I said, he's been a real captain of our footy club down back. You've got Easton Wood there, you've got Zane Cordy, all premiership players, Jason Johannesson. Young Bailey Williams is playing some terrific footy as well. So, hopefully those boys can play some real, continuity in their footy and get used to each other and grow as a really, really good defence.
Rowan, we know how important the big men are. Tim English plays his 36th game, so he's still pretty raw-boned in terms of AFL experience. He took a wonderful clunking mark a week or two ago. We want to see more of that from him. I would have loved to have seen him come out with some sort of, prison-style haircut and really, get a bit of mongrel about the way he plays, because he looks like a nice ruckman and he needs to be a big, tough ruckman. Who's working with him and what are you expecting out of him? Because there's plenty of blue sky there, but he just needs to really, muscle in there.
Yeah, well, look, Domsey would know Stephen King, really well, and King's probably taken him under his wing a little bit. And, Joel Corey has probably had a lot to do with Timmy playing, the way that he's played. And as you said, he's played 36 games. So they do take a little bit longer, the ruckman, to come in. And I know everyone wants him to be aggressive ruckman, but he's just a kid. So he's just learning his craft. And, some of the games that he's played this year, up against Todd Goldstein, a couple of weeks ago, he handled him really well. He learned a lot from Brody Grundy in round one. He got a little bit of a lesson that day, and he's going to have his ups and downs week to week and in games. So, there's no big expectation for Timmy. All we ask Timmy to do is compete. Compete in the ruck, just be predictable to our mids, but also get around the ground. Get down and help our defence, but then also get forward, like you mentioned, that brilliant mark that he took a couple of weeks ago. We want him to use that mobility that he has. He's got great speed. He's got really good endurance. So he's growing right before our eyes, and we've been pretty pleased with Timmy.
You must be very happy with the return, obviously, after much time in the spotlight of Lockie Hunter, 27 disposals, game high last week, and we know he's obviously been removed from the leadership group, but is that a possibility that he could be back in there at some stage? How have you seen his return?
Oh, look, he's been great, Lock. He's been fantastic around the hub, and even when he was stood down, he was helping during the week with all of our young players. We have a development academy, and he put up his hand to go into that development academy and just help these young kids. But, you know, he's a fantastic person. Yeah, he made a mistake, and we totally understand that.
Yep.
But let's not hang him. He's a terrific kid. He's not a kid anymore. I can say that he's a kid. But, yeah, he's just been terrific for our footy club. And the way that he came out last week and played just really shows a great character. And we're rapt to have Lockie back in our team.
Rowan, Ed Richards obviously came on, burst onto the scene, and has been pretty good, but, I mean, he's got a lot of talent. What does he need to do to just elevate himself to that next level on a consistent basis?
Probably the biggest thing for Ed is just getting more of the footy. I know it's easy to say, but, you know, he's a young player, and we love him playing on the wing. You know, he's got elite endurance, elite speed, and he's a beautiful left-foot kicker. We just need him to get more of the ball. And that'll come with experience and confidence. You can just start to see that, you know, when he does put his foot down, he can get away from a defender or you know, a midfielder, and he's sort of starting to gain that confidence and you know, that ability to tuck the ball under his arm and run. And that's what we need him to do. So, yeah, just a little bit more footy, take the game on a little bit more and be a little bit confident.
And how do the Redheads go under the Gold Coast heat there, mate, like Ed Richards?
No, they're fine. He's actually got red hair, but he's got beautiful brown skin. You actually see
on close inspection.
And even you boys mentioned the haircuts before. In the hub life, some of them, they got a little bit of downtime, so they'll go to one person. Taylor Dreyer and Toby McLean actually are the resident hairdressers, so some of the haircuts that are coming out.
It'll be Tom Liberatore Vietnam style, won't it, soon?
No, we won't allow that one.
you rate yourself in terms of, the follicles. Have you been there, or have you just been looking after your own affairs?
No. I'd like to get my hair cut, probably every second or third week.
Yeah.
I'm actually lucky that I've got a good crop of hair. It is grey, but it's very solid at the moment, but I'm sure by the end of the hub, I'll have to try and find a good barber up here on the Gold Coast. So I don't trust my hair to a lot of people. So it's going to take for me for a bit to get me a haircut.
Ro, how is the big knuckle going, big kingy going up there in hub life?
He's fantastic.
Got the shirt I'd imagine.
Well, when he takes his shirt off, he's actually got a jumper on because he's that hairy. you're telling him to take his jumper off, but... But Kingy is a fitness freak. He, you know what he's like, mate. Both of us get up at 6 o'clock every morning and go for a walk, get on the watt bike, go for a run. He's a fantastic person to have around. He's just has a joke and a laugh, and he's always very witty and he's loving hub life up. He's missing his family, of course. So, he's got three beautiful kids and a great wife at home, and they're doing it a little bit tough, and as we all are, I suppose. But we've all got each other up here, and we're supporting each other.
Just a couple of quick ones before we let you go. We're talking with Rowan Smith from the Bulldogs. McDonald, Tipmoody and McGrath, what do you got planned? Those two have certainly been prime movers and barometers for their team.
Yeah, they are. You look at Tipper, the way that he plays, he likes to get up high and then rip back. So our defence has got to be on. And McGrath in the middle of the ground, he's a brilliant accumulator. So, we've got full faith in our mids that, in Bailey Smith and Bonte and Jacko McRae, that they can take care of that. But it probably comes down to the way that we defend as a team. It's not just, one or two people out there, not just the midfielders, not just the defenders. It's the whole 22. So, we've got to be on with our defence tonight.
All right. Wish Patrick Lipinski, the Lipinski file, a happy birthday from all of us here at K-Rock. You bought him a present yet?
No, we haven't. We're going to hopefully sing him a very happy birthday tonight when we get back. They've already bought him a cake, so I reckon we've been up here 12 days. I reckon we've had 9 birthdays already, so we're eating a lot of cake up here, all us, especially the staff, anyway.
As long as you don't have any babies in the harbour, that'll be... You've only been there 12 days.
Well, Josie Bruce, his wife's 29 weeks pregnant, so it looks like she's going to have the baby up here. So she's up here with us, and it's brilliant up here.
There you go. Haircuts, cakes, babies, it's all happening in Hub Life. Hey, appreciate your time on K-Rock, Ray. Thanks very much. Good luck tonight at Metricon Stadium.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having us.
Okay. There he is, Rowan Smith, giving us insight into Hub Life as well. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.